Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Ray and Brian's Hottie, highlight of the day.
It's been a while, but we are back with another Hottie. It is the highlight of the day. From the morning show with Ray and Brian on WTIC News Talk 1080. And basically, when there's an interview or even a moment that we think is worth your time, whether it's informative, fun, or just interesting, we put it together into our podcast called The Hottie, H-O-T-D. And we have a really special guest for both any national listeners as well as local listeners, because we talked to a gentleman by the name of Dame Drops. Now, if you don't know him, he has a runaway hit show on Netflix called Fresh Fried and Crispy, and he is from Connecticut, and his backstory is incredible, which I'm not going to go through all of it blow by blow, because he will in the interview. And basically, a career that started on reviewing fast food has become an incredible media and social media career. Maybe it's a little, maybe people think it's similar to, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives with Guy Fieri, but it is very much different. So here's a little snippet from our conversation with Dame Drops.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're good. Listen, I want to get a couple things out of the way because I know how things started, but I want you to get to your backstory. Have you had the Burger King chicken sandwich yet?
Bro, not only have I had it and reviewed it, I'm in the commercial they're airing.
So is it?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
So you can't speak against it, or like you have to speak for it?
No. I can say whatever I want to say.
So is it better than Popeyes or not?
No, it is not.
Okay, because I gotta have it because the Popeyes is one down the road for me, and we are converts big time. The other thing is, at some point, we have this guy who comes at 7:30 every day. It's Food Truck Tommy, and today I got a garlic chicken. Spicy garlic chicken with peppers on a fresh roll. I think you need to come up and sample and give
him
a little feedback.
That sounds good. That sounds real good.
First of all, congratulations on the success.
I mean,
it's just, what a great story. People who don't know who you are, can you just give us a little bit of history of how you quickly got to where you are right now?
Oh, definitely, definitely. So, I mean, individuals already know that, you know, I was a manager for Walmart in Rocky Hill.
Right.
I was doing, you know, food reviews on my lunch breaks. I had like an hour lunch break uploading them to YouTube. Took about 3 years of uploading fast food reviews before I caught my big break in 2012 when I reviewed a double bacon cheeseburger from Five Guys. That went viral. It's over like 10 million views.
Oh.
The songified version of it is over 40 million views. And that's literally where my life changed. I was able to quit my job back in October 25th of 2012 and pursue my dream of doing food reviews, not just fast food reviews, but like all food reviews. Next thing I know, I get picked up by Dr. Oz. This is back in late 2012, early 2013. Right after Dr. Oz, I get picked up for two food review exclusives for Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Wow.
That's how the Rachel Ray Show found me back in 2014. She signed me on as her food correspondent for five seasons.
Wow.
Ran
cool.
through all of that. Pandemic struck. But even while the pandemic came through, Netflix picked me up back in 2019. We ended up filming the show Fresh Fried and Crispy in 2020. I had nationwide commercials already airing with Popeyes, Burger King,
right.
Little Caesars. It was going crazy.
Geez.
And here we are today, gentlemen, with a lot of food reviews over 11 years of the hustle.
Wow. You know, was it always your goal? I mean, when you were at Walmart and you used to do it on your break, was your goal to get discovered? And was it your goal to, obviously you wouldn't know where you ended up, but was that your ambition?
You know what's crazy? It started out as a hobby. I remember back then that when Adam Richman had Man vs. Food, I loved that show.
I did too.
I was tuned in. America was tuned in.
Yep.
I said he had the perfect job. This man gets paid to eat and travel. I would love that job.
Yeah.
I did not know it would lead up to me actually having that job.
Well, I'm thinking about, you know, another guy who does it. How do you feel like Guy Fieri? Because he's got Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Love him.
Yes, I mean, I think that's great, you know.
Is the show, is your show similar? Is it, how does it differentiate?
Guy and I, we have two different styles about the way we go about food. See, he's a chef. That's his background.
Right.
Me, I'm just an eater. I'm your everyday guy. I am who you actually connect to because we can go to any given restaurant together, sit down, chop it up over food, have a great time. Guy has a vision when he does his show, and you can tell the way he breaks food down, the way he gets the background story of all.
Does know how to do it. He does, yeah.
He breaks it down a different way, and I love his style, right? But my style is totally different. I'm coming from the food aspect. We look at food differently. I explore food differently. I don't give you the full breakdown of food. I make you fall in love with the moment of food.
Yeah. I like when you say that. That was bad at all.
Well, you know, there's so many questions. One is, every time you do this show, well, I'm going to put that aside because we might not have time. In the show, Fresh, Fried, and Crispy on Netflix, give me like your highlight stop.
Yeah, here we go.
In the series.
Oh, my goodness. Fellas, we got to go to Baltimore. We have to go to Baltimore, Mount Vernon, a spot called the Local Oyster. I had the colossal crab. Now, if you can imagine, just for a moment,
okay.
I removed the lettuce and tomato, as I always do. I replaced it with chips with Old Bay seasoning. You have Texas toast as your bun. Thick Texas toast, buttery, crispy. I want you to put a fried soft-shell crab in on top of the chips. Wow. Then on top of the crab, I want you to put a lump of crab cake. Soft. Light crisp to it. So much flavor. So when you take that bite, you have an explosion that's about to happen. And in the show, you see the explosion as I take a bite. So many flavors. Baltimore did it again.
Speaking of Baltimore, pit beef. I mean, did you have any of that?
No, I haven't even heard of it.
Oh, okay. Basically, it's kind of a beef that's cooked over charcoal, and it's in a pit, essentially. You can get them at the Camden Yard. I know they've got them outside there.
Well, now he's got another thing to go
it's
with.
Very. He gets down but there. Baltimore is a good food town. It truly is.
Well, you know,
it definitely is.
But I think Connecticut has some good roadside stuff, honestly. And like you have like Blackie's Hot Dogs down in Waterbury, Denmo's on the way. I think the western part of the state is really good. Give us a favorite or two in Connecticut.
For me, like I said, I was born and raised in Stratford, Connecticut. I would always go to Drumstick Barbecue in Bridgeport because they have like the soul food style about them, and the food is amazing. Collard greens, the chicken. If you want the deviled eggs, you have that. The mac and cheese, you get real crazy over there. A childhood favorite of mine that's actually still open to this day is a spot called Cricket. Cricket is just a regular like hot dog, hamburger, small mom and pop. It's still there in Stratford, Connecticut, just in a different location. And it's still a lot of love. You can tell when the flavors hit you, right? When they hit your taste buds, you're still getting excited. Even if you get some fried shrimp, it's still a win, right? And as far as pizza, we talk about pizza. Though Connecticut does not take over New York in the pizza game, for me, modern pizza in New Haven, Connecticut is my go-to.
I hate to get cheesy, tacky, whatever. But like, if you still don't believe in like America, like Dame drops his life story, it shows you, gives you hope, right? I mean, here's a guy, his life wasn't like it was in bad shape. He was a manager at Walmart, had a good job, but he still wanted to pursue a hobby that interested him. And that hobby, the thing that he loved more than anything, became his job. And it's been a successful job. And he obviously has a passion for eating. We all sort of do, right? But he takes it to another level because he actually has a fun take on things, has a great palate, and his food tastes are awesome. So, like, I never really got into the whole food show thing until, like, my daughter introduced it to me, and now I sort of get it. And this is a local guy making it big. I think in the last week, Fresh, Fried, and Crispy has been a top five show on Netflix, and this is a company that spends billions of dollars on its own original entertainment beyond the re-airing of movies and shows that have already been popular. So it's just an incredible achievement. And my biggest takeaway, and I still haven't had the Burger King chicken sandwich, which I will have. He's not discouraging me, but to know that the Popeye sandwich is still on top is very important to me. And so Dame Drops just confirmed it. So we hope you enjoyed another edition of The Hottie, the highlight of the day. You can always listen to Ray and myself, Brian Shackman, every morning, 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WTIC News Talk 1080. You can also get us on odyssey.com, and you can listen to this anytime where you catch your favorite podcast. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Mornings with Ray and Brian, 5:30 till 9 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.